The attack from above is crucial to knock down any blaze, and more large aircraft have arrived on scene. C-130 military transport planes have been modified specifically to fight wildfires.
President Biden has delivered a final speech on his foreign policy achievements during his administration. He touched on a potential ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza and says they are close.
The deal we have structured would free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who've suffered terribly in this war.
A missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted central Israel, sounding sirens and causing people to flee into bomb shelters. The Israeli military says several attempts were made to intercept a missile that was launched from Yemen. It later said the missile was likely intercepted. More details coming out about a close call between two passenger jets over Phoenix on Saturday. CBS News has learned that alarms sounded in both the United and the Delta cockpits to take evasive action. The air traffic control exchange on liveatc.net.
100, we do have runway 8 in sight, cleared. United 1724,
at their closest points, the flights were about 425 feet apart vertically. Both planes landed safely, and now the FAA is investigating. Blue Origin says it will try again in a few hours to launch its big new rocket from the Cape. Our Peter King on why the company scrubbed this morning's launch attempt.
Blue Origin had reset the countdown clock several times before finally scrubbing.
We are standing down today's launch attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue.
It wasn't until 7 p.m. Eastern time that the company revealed the problem. An icy feed line affecting the power for hydraulic systems. Blue Origin says it'll try again with a three-hour window opening at 1 a.m. Eastern time, but weather could get in the way this time. The powerful new Glenn rocket is some 30 stories tall and could propel Blue Origin into the orbital space business. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
South Korea's military says North Korea has test-fired multiple missiles toward its eastern waters in its second launch event of 2025. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the weapons were suspected to be short-range ballistic missiles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning! Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
The Supreme Court declines to hear an appeal from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits, looking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage linked to climate change. A man is under arrest charged with stalking a WNBA star.
A Texas man is under arrest after police say he stalked and sent sexually violent messages to Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. Michael Lewis was arrested in Indianapolis after he drove there from Texas. The 55-year-old allegedly messaged her, "Been driving around your house three times a day, but don't call the law just yet." The WNBA star told police she had become fearful since receiving the messages and even altered her appearance while in public. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany have announced the birth of their third child, a daughter they've named Golden Ray Mahomes. She was born yesterday while Kansas City was enjoying a playoff bye. The Chiefs play the Texans on Saturday in the divisional round. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Currently it's 12 degrees.
WRJN.
Wow, I feel good.
knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
You. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I build walls and fortress deep and mighty that friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Thank you. For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Good morning, beat freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, I'm there above, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby. Happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. I'm never bored, I'm never seen, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the
understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand.
Hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a kind of all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
One can have a dream, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Daddy, is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Like me, has he taken
any
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Ain't gonna set you free now. When those passion, don't be slow. Na-na-na-na, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No, 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 no.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt,
hangs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out. Over you.
prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind. Got me wanting you.
of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Almost a week after it broke out, the Palisades fire in Los Angeles County is only 14% contained. The Eaton fire in Altadena is 33% contained. And L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says the lull in the Santa Ana winds is ending.
Severe fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday.
At least 24 people have died. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Fire evacuees are picking up N95 masks, water, and other emergency supplies. Chris Orris with the city of Malibu says over 100 homes were lost here, and not all of them were beachside mansions.
Not everyone in Malibu is a millionaire, and so we're trying to support every single individual and resident that we can.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Malibu, California.
President Biden says it will take billions of dollars to rebuild. A close call in the air over Phoenix on Saturday. CBS News has learned that alarms sounded in both cockpits of a United and a Delta passenger jet to take evasive action. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
According to preliminary flight data from Flight Radar 24, at their closest points, they were about 425 feet apart vertically, and seconds later were less than a quarter of a mile horizontally. Now, the FAA confirmed this close call.
A Russian woman arrested as a stowaway has been indicted. CBS's Peter King reports.
Federal grand jury has indicted Svetlana Dali and charged her officially as a stowaway for sneaking aboard a Delta flight from New York to Paris back in November. She was arrested a second time for cutting off a GPS monitor and trying to enter Canada nearly 3 weeks after her arrest in New York City. She's being held in Brooklyn and could get 5 years in prison if convicted.
A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January